All right. Good evening, friends and family, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Live Call. We're here. It's Monday night, and we're excited to be to get on the line and continue our conversation on spiritual connection. And it's so cool, as we were just talking about, that we can connect no matter where we are in the world and fellowship, celebrate God Himself, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, and see their connection to one another gives us that life, gives us that joy, gives us that opportunity to live in and through God. Man, oh man, what it is that the life He sent His Son to save our lives so that we can be connected directly to Him in and through the Holy Spirit. It took all three of them to come together so that we can have our direct relationship with God. That's a gift that we don't often celebrate. That's a gift that we don't often acknowledge. And it's through that Trinity that we are given this amazing life. So this life that we have, we always have to remember it's not our own. And the spiritual connection that we are to build in this world that we're in is one that needs to withstand all sorts of tests that may come our way. And it's through that spiritual connection that we have that we are given that strength. We are given that ability to walk through, to climb over, and to conquer anything that comes our way. And that spiritual connection is one that yields us the opportunity to obtain our purpose in and through our lives. We have a major purpose, one that was planned before we even formed in our mother's womb. Now, are we willing to accept that responsibility and do so in and through Christ? It is quite amazing that in order to fulfill or to operate in our spiritual connection, it is all a choice that we have to make. And it's our opportunity to change what's in our hearts, right, in order to do so. We have to change our attitude. And the way we do so, we talked about yesterday, the first thing is through our prayer. So we should be praying and acknowledging when we have disengaged from God, praying and acknowledging when we've been disappointed or when we've held on to things that are not of God, like anger, like bitterness, like hurt. And we need to then pull away from those things. Acknowledge our sin. Acknowledge that we want to deal with our sin and commit to connecting with God, not only with Him, but His people. That's how we begin that spiritual connection with Him. So just some things to take away as we go forward on this call and get ourselves going tonight with live. That's right, Sunday Morning Breakfast Live. And we're going to do so with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Tiana.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, yourself?
Great, thank you.
Good deal. Well, I want to go ahead and get started. And if you don't mind, go ahead and open us up with prayer, please.
Sure. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for bringing us together to fellowship with one another and to worship you, dear Lord. Heavenly Father, it's a pure joy that you've provided us this gift of life, and you've provided this gift and means to be able to fellowship no matter where we are in the world. We are grateful that you have given us the ability to connect directly with you. So as we go forward on this call this evening, dear Lord, may we all do so with open hearts and open minds to receive of the word that you have in store for us. We thank you for this ministry, and we thank you for our leader. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So I want to go ahead and get started. We're going to get started right away. So let me go ahead and get on live. Y'all go ahead and get on live. And we're about to have a blast this evening.
All right.
I just want to make sure I got everything lined up.
Okay. Everyone, we're on Facebook Live.
All right. How's it going, Mr. DJ?
I'm okay. I was just speaking to you, making sure I'm connected.
Here. You connected? Well, you leave it to DJ. Well, ain't it good to smile and laugh? I'll tell you, that's medicine for the soul. I promise. What's going on, Jerry? Miss Tiana?
Hello.
Miss Crystal, how are you? That's my brother. I got to acknowledge him all the time. That's my brother from another mother, Jerry. So, y'all, tonight we're talking about these spiritual connections that we have. Who you connected with is very important, okay? It's extremely important. How you doing, Miss Latanya? What's going on, Troy? Miss Johnson, how are you? Your connections are important. Your connections are extremely important. Really, they are. A lot of times, it's not what you know, it's who you know. What's going on, Miss Tammy? So a lot of times, it's who you know, not what you know necessarily. All right? That's important, especially as we walk in these last days. And if we're not connected to God, we're in trouble. What's going on, Miss Trail? We are in trouble if we're not connected. So it's good to be connected. I don't know if y'all have our AAA, okay? You know how when you go out on the road and who knows, a tire may blow. It'd be a good tire. But if you're not connected, if you don't have OnStar, we're in some trouble. Especially if you're in a desolate area where you don't have good connection. You in trouble. Who do you call on? How you doing, Miss Courtney? Okay. So your connection, how you doing, Miss Natasha? Your connections are extremely important. You got to keep a small, tight circle, and see, small is subjective. But in other words, you got to keep a circle of where not see if let me say this before we get started, y'all, because we're about to go to some Q&As. If you're the only prayer warrior in your circle, you're in trouble. That's a setup. How you doing, Miss Courtney? If you are the only prayer warrior in your circle, that means everybody would drain and pour from you. Who pours into you?
Right.
How you doing, Miss Melissa? It's been a long time. Okay, if you are the only prayer warrior in your circle, who pours into you? In other words, what charges you up? You have to be connected. You have to be. What's going on, Jed? You have to be connected now. Okay, everybody with me?
Yes, indeed.
Extremely important. Now, y'all, real quickly, we're going to go over four things. I'm going to throw them out now, and I'm going to talk about it at the end. Okay, so when we talk about being connected, it's like having a cell phone connection. How you doing, Ms. Karen? Okay, you know about the cell phones. The cell phones can roam and all that kind of stuff, right? What's going on, Earl?
Right.
Okay, this is extremely important, okay? So when you have a strong connection, you know on our phone, how many bars we typically have, four?
Four or five, I think, yeah.
Five, but we're going to go with four.
All right.
Miss Bourne and Miss Brenda and Miss Rollins, okay? So typically we have four bars on our phone. The stronger the signal strength, it'll indicate on the bars, right? That means we have good reception, okay?
Okay.
One of the first bars, y'all write this down. Please write it down because you're going to need this in life, okay? To have a good signal strength, how you doing, Miss Denise? That's my sweetheart right there, boy. She's precious. Okay? To have a good signal strength, one thing that we have to have, one thing, and there's four things, but I'm going to name the first one, is we have to have good prayer life with God.
Amen.
All right? Y'all write this down now. This is going to increase our signal strength. All right? So we have to have a good prayer life. It ain't nothing like just going out in the wilderness and you don't have a good prayer life with God. Remember the Bible says to pray without ceasing? It does not mean to literally pray all day like that. That's not what it means. It just means that I have so much invested in my prayer time and my relationship with God. When I do call on him, it happens like that. Remember he said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, you can ask for whatever you see. Prayer life, the prayers of the righteous avail as much. Prayer life is very important in this desolate world, in this wilderness.
prayer life. How you doing, Ms. Keisha? Okay. Number two, if you want to have a good connection with God, remember the first one is prayer. This is something you can take in life. Number two, write it down and we're going to get to our questions. Number two is proximity. How close are you to God?
Amen.
Let me say it again, boy. People are missing this. I'm giving y'all four P's. How close are you to God? If you're not close to God, how much can you receive from him? You do know the closer you are, the better off you are, right? As a matter of fact, how you doing, Ms. K? As a matter of fact, if you don't have good reception, all you need to do is be around people who do have good reception. In other words, get in a hot spot.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm about to tell y'all something tonight now. So the first one is prayer life. The second one is proximity. The third one would be your praise. What does your praise look like? What does your praise, do you even have a reason to praise God? You do know the closer you are to God, it brings about a praise, right? This is how
yes.
you know it's strong. In other words, if you really want to have a good connection with God, you got to pray to God, you got to be close to God, and you have to praise God.
Amen.
Praise has much less to do with your mouth. It has everything to do with your lifestyle, okay? So prayer, y'all got it?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Proximity, praise, and the last P will be your promise. Do you know God's promise? See, when you know the promise, that means I can go and live life even though life throws me curveballs. I have a good connection with God because I know I can remind God of his word. I remember his promise. And I'm going to remind him of his promise. Therefore, I can live the promise. And this is why I praise him.
Amen.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Shannon? Miss Teresa, long time no see. All right? So, y'all, we got some questions, some email questions. Stay right there, okay? Who are you connected with? This is important. Remember, birds of a feather flock together? You are know a tree by the fruit that it bears. Who are you connected with? Are you connected with God? This is important. Extremely important. All right? Let's get to the first email question right quick. What we got?
All right. First question is, I am a single woman who has prayed to God for a man. I met the perfect guy, but he hasn't thought about marriage because he says most females aren't serious. If I pursue him, am I ruining my spiritual connection?
I am a single woman who has prayed to God for a man. This is the first email question. I met the perfect guy, Mr. DJ, but he hasn't thought about marriage because he says most females aren't serious. If I pursue him, am I ruining my spiritual connection with God? What you got, Mr. DJ?
Well, that's a tough one. And I'm going to say that the Bible said a man findeth a wife.
Right.
Okay, so the spiritual part of me saying that if you found the guy, then that's not the guy that God sent. If you found one, yeah, he would make a good friend, but that may not necessarily be, you know, your husband. If you get involved in it, then you're taking God out of it. You're taking control of it. So
okay.
By that. Yes, you are ruining your spiritual connection.
So, y'all, here's a question. So, Facebook Live, on the phone line, y'all don't be embarrassed on the phone line, okay? Press *5 at any time, okay? Talk with us. How you doing, Ms. Sherelle? All right. The question is this. Facebook Live, talk to me. It says, I am a single woman who has prayed to God for a man. I met the perfect guy, but he hasn't thought about marriage because he says that most women or most females aren't serious. If I should pursue him, am I ruining my spiritual connection with God? Absolutely. Because here's the thing. To be the perfect guy does not mean that he won't stumble nor error. But he does have a perfect heart. See,
right.
Having a heart for God says that if ever I lose connection, I get back right. So if you have to question your connection by way of him, that let me tell y'all this way. Watch this. The Bible puts it this way. Do not be deceived. Bad company will. It will corrupt good morals, good behaviors. In other words, if you're questioning your connection with God in pursuit of something else, that might mean that it's not connected, because you should never question your connection when it is already connected. Hello?
Amen.
Okay.
I'm going to say this again. If you are connected to the outlet and you're an extension card, I don't have to question my connection when I know if I connect with you, it's going to be that much more powerful. So if you connect with somebody and you're questioning your connection with God, it may be that they're not connected to the source called God themselves. And are you? Because I never have to question what I'm already connected to.
Right.
You know, I am my mother's child. I'm connected. So I don't have to question that. So when you're connected to God, you should be so close to God to where you shouldn't have to ask, are you ruining something? If it doesn't enhance you, it takes away from you. And if something takes away, that means it's not connected. You do know that, right?
Come on.
Amen.
You do know that, right? And to ruin something means it does not build it up. So if it doesn't enhance it, it ruins it. So if you pursue a man, how you doing, Miss Andrea, Miss Christine? If you pursue a man, how are you connected to God? Isn't that out of God's order? Because didn't he say that when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing? As a matter of fact, we, both male and female, right? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
We are God's wife.
Yes.
We don't, watch this, we don't pursue God. God pursues us. As a matter of fact, he finds us. We don't find him.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yes, indeed.
I know that it's so, right?
Yep.
Remember, we love God because he first did what?
Loved us.
Loved us, that's right.
Love is not an emotion. Love is an act of obedience. So obedience says that I facilitate all of your needs, not your wants, your needs. So to pursue a man is to ruin your connection with God, because now you're outside of God's will. Let him pursue you. The problem is we have a want versus a need. So we pursue the things that we want, but we know we need to be still and let him pursue us. See what we just did?
Yeah.
Right.
All right now. So that's some status there. Because the reason why I say you're ruining the connection, in other words, you're ruining the testimony. Can you tell your daughter or any young woman behind you to do the same thing and that God would be pleased?
Nope.
All right, so you can just ruin something. Hello?
That's right.
All right. What you say, Miss Crystal? That I knew she was going to come at it. I knew it. What they say, I knew it. I know it. Miss Crystal said, if he is a perfect man and you two have a spiritual connection, then you two are already on the same page. How long have you guys been together? You also cannot rush things, but keep in mind that if God sent him to you, then you guys will be equally yoked, okay, not only in religion, but in thought. Amen. Amen. All right. Miss Latonya, Miss Latonya want to be a counselor now. What you say, Miss Latonya? Now, I'm going to tell you now, if you go to Miss Latonya's counseling school, be prepared for some stuff. All right, what you say, Miss Latonya? Yes, because he has reservations and has no desire to go forward. Your pursuit of him will damage your connection with God and also the will that God has for your life. All right, now. All right. That's good, Miss Latonya. She kept it within the frame, Mr. DJ.
Yeah.
Okay. You know I love her. All right, y'all. The next email question, what we got, Miss Tiana?
All right. Next question. I started a new role at my job. Since then, I have been tapped to apply for roles at other organizations. Do I entertain these conversations? If yes, how do I ensure I don't lose connection with God's plan?
Okay, say that one more time, please.
Sure. I started a new role at my job. Since then, I have been tapped to apply for roles at other organizations. Do I entertain these conversations? If yes, how do I ensure I don't lose connection with God's plan?
So I start, excuse me, Mr. DJ, I started a new role at my job. Since then, I have been tapped to apply for roles at other organizations. Do I entertain these conversations? If yes, how do I ensure I don't lose connection with God's plan? So which one is God's plan, though? Because it was never stated. You said I started a new role at my job, but is that saying that's God's plan?
I think they're saying just because they got a new start at a new career, then they want to take on other roles in other organizations. That's what I'm hearing. But even at that, If you're right. You're absolutely right. If it's not in God's plan, then you need to stay where you are.
Right.
I mean, he's
so
not going to put more on you that you can't bear. So if you're taking on a whole lot of new stuff, if it's not going to benefit God, then the answer is no. I mean, if it's not going to, you know, if it's for you, then of course no.
Okay, so I agree. See, here's the thing with this one. If you're not actually defining which one is God's plan, it's hard to answer this question because taking on a new role very well may not be God's plan.
Right.
Okay? We don't know which one is which. So first you got to define what it is that's God's plan, and then from there you have to eliminate all distractions. Okay? Ms. Crystal said if God puts you there, you will never have to ask that. You will never have to ask it. When God puts you somewhere, you will never second guess it. All right now. How you doing, Ms. Samantha and Ms. NL, Ms. Krishanda, and also Ms. Andrea? How are you all? All right? So we're going to get to the next email question. Here's the next question. Okay? Until God tells me otherwise, should I disconnect from my marriage due to my spouse's infidelity?
Until God tells me otherwise,
should I disconnect from my marriage due to my spouse's infidelity?
Well, who told you to disconnect? That's what I want to begin with. If God told you to disconnect, then you need to follow what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't just jump the gun and use your own judgment. I don't recommend that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if he told you to disconnect, then, yeah, you need to disconnect and wait for further instructions. He'll lead you the way. Just you got to stay out the driver's seat because apparently you ain't going the right direction in the first place. Whether it
all
be
right.
Your fault or some, or you listening to somebody else or, you know, whatever. I'm just saying. So he's not going to lead you astray. So I say, you know, listen to him in the first place.
So this is where, what's going on, Coach Hopkins? That's my coach, y'all. What's going on, Brett and Miss Jamie, Miss who is that? Miss Serena and Miss Faith and Miss Angel and Miss Samantha. How are you all doing? Okay, now that's my brother also from another mother, Brett Lamarck. That's my boy, Lamarck Dealership. He the man behind the scenes. He the son. That's my boy though. So y'all check it out. Okay, the question says, until God tells me otherwise, should I disconnect from my marriage due to my spouse's infidelity? How you doing, Miss Yolanda? I believe that you're in the right standing right here, okay, until God tells you otherwise. I appreciate this question for this simple fact. In other words, they're waiting to hear from God before they make a decision. Remember, when you're signaling, when you connected with God, that means you wait for God to give you direction. I love that question. I love it. I love it. Because that means I will not move until God tells me to do so. Okay, I'm not going to move based on how I feel. I'm not going to move based on what people tell me. I'm going to move when God tells me to move.
Right.
Y'all follow me? Simply because of this. Some people will give you advice to say infidelity, that's when you divorce. Some people say stay. Here's the thing. Who is God? What
right.
did God tell you to do? Did God tell you to leave or did God tell you to stay? Define what infidelity is, because infidelity is not just physical. Infidelity is anything that is marital unfaithfulness, the root of faith. If it's not based in God, it's infidelity being committed.
Mm.
If Jesus wouldn't do it, it's infidelity. Point blank, period. Don't let the world deceive you. If Jesus wouldn't do it, it's called infidelity. You got married in God, keep your marriage in God. So if there's marital infidelity that's going on, you wait to hear from God before you even hear from your feelings and hear from your own thoughts. Hello?
All right.
This is extremely important, people. All right? Because who you're connected to matters. Who you are connected to matters. It matters, it matters, it matters. That makes sense?
Yes, sir.
It does.
Okay. All right. Next
Mr. Carr, we have a caller.
Okay, go ahead.
Good evening, caller. What question do you have?
Good evening. So the question I have is, I've been experiencing many difficulties in my life over the past year. How do I know if I'm still connected to God when it seems as if he is nowhere to be found.
Hmm. Okay. So I've been experiencing many difficulties in my life over the past year. Right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. How do you know that you're still connected to God if he's nowhere to be found?
Correct, when it seems as if he's nowhere to be found.
Okay. Mr. DJ, real quickly, what you got?
If he seems like he's nowhere to be found, then yes, you are spiritually disconnected, and you need to find him because he's easy to reach. His connection never has, what do you call, roaming or issues. You need to make sure you get in touch with him directly, not being led by other people, i.e., breaking the spiritual connection, and let him lead you, and only him. So, yes, you need to get reconnected with him. Something that you're doing is breaking that connection, whether
okay.
it's being hard-headed, selfish, or whatever.
All right. So the question says, I've been experiencing difficulties over the past year. How do I know I'm still connected to God if it seems as if he is nowhere to be found? Number one, it seems. I don't believe that you're being hard-headed. I do not believe that, so me and Mr. DJ are going to disagree on that one. A lot of times, remember the Bible says that there's a way that seems right into man and it leads to destruction? That don't mean that God is not there. That don't mean that you're doing anything wrong. A lot of times, it may feel that way because God is allowing you to go through your test phase. In other words, to see if you're still connected, you have to remember God's promise. In other words, I'm connected even though it looks like he's not around. It feels like he's not around. I think he's not around. I remember his promise. And as long as I do what I'm supposed to do, it's okay how I feel, but I would not deter because my signal strength is too strong. In other words, I'm too connected to him to sway to the left or to the right. That don't mean that I'm not doing what's right. You can feel how you want to feel. It may seem how it may seem, but in the same token, my strength, my connection with him is so strong, I know that I'm connected. I know that he's there. That don't mean that you're doing anything wrong.
Amen.
Hello?
Okay.
I mean, just in life in general, even as parents, we push our kids out the nest. We still connected, but we far back. We got their back. They may think that mom and daddy don't have my back, but we're just winging them along so they can kind of get out on their own because mom and daddy are not going to be around all the time.
Amen.
In other words, just because God... you tell somebody no don't mean that you're not connected.
Right.
That may be a part of the process. Okay. What'd you say, Ms. Crystal?
Okay.
Ms. Crystal said, yes, of course you are. A lot of time we focus on the storm instead of the umbrella that keeps us dry. Continue to praise him. He wants your attention. Give it to him. I agree with you wholeheartedly. So being connected with God has nothing to do with the outcome. Being connected to God has everything to do with the income. In other words, what you're plugged to. Because some people say you connected to God when you get what you get. That's not it. You're not connected to God just because you can say, won't he do it? You're connected to God when you walk in, won't he do it, without seeing it. See, faith without works is dead. In other words, I believe it before I receive it. So I don't have to say, won't he do it, when I know the God that I'm connected to. Because if I don't have it, that means he didn't want me with it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. What'd you say, Miss Jennifer? It's so hard for me to say no. Okay. All right. Here we go. Again, call us *5 and Facebook Live. Y'all talk to us. All right, here's the next question. The question, Mr. DJ, I'm going to go straight to you. Since Ecclesiastes says that there's a time for everything, is it okay to pray for God's wrath or revenge upon someone?
Repeat that one again.
Since Ecclesiastes says that there's a time for everything, is it ever okay to pray for God's wrath, or shall I say God's revenge upon someone?
Revenge is mine, said the Lord. So, no. I mean, you no, that's kind of a... I don't want to say an oxymoron, but no. I mean, it's not okay to pray for somebody else's demise. That's not, to me, that's not godly.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
How you doing, Ms. Juanita? I'm agree with you. Okay, if you pray for revenge, what you're trying to do is force God's hands. In other words, you're trying to create a connection where you're God and he's your follower. You're giving him a to-do list, and God doesn't take our to-do list. As a matter of fact, we should take his.
Okay.
We can't tell God who to bless, and we surely can't tell God who to curse.
Amen.
All right?
Amen.
So don't use your spiritual connection with God for an ulterior motive. In other words, don't get close to God. Don't say that I know my Bible front and back. I know my Bible, so I have the power to use it against you. No, it's not okay to pray that God, you know, hurts or harms someone. That is never okay. All right? As a matter of fact, if you do that, that means that your connection with God very well may not be as close. I mean, might not be as strong as you think. Remember, I said one of the pieces was proximity, which is signal strength, your connection. Do understand, he asked Satan, he said, where have you been to? And Satan said, walking to and fro, seeking me. Just because you're close to God don't mean that you have God's power.
Tell it.
Uh-huh. Right?
Amen.
Ms. LaTonya said Romans 12:19. Okay? She said Romans 12:19, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. The thing is, how you doing? Who is that, Ms. Brooks? The thing is, let God avenge you. In other words, God's revenge may not look like you want it to look, because God say, pray for those who despitefully use you. See, his revenge is something sweet. In other words, it's a soul that he can win over. You don't want that, because we be wanting people to go to hell. So if we want somebody to go to hell, how can we be connected to a God that wants them to go to heaven?
Come on.
Amen.
Because when you connected, that means you think alike, you reason alike, you live alike. You understand? You pursue peace alike. What'd you say, Miss Crystal? No, never. Don't pray for another person's downfall. There's nothing you can do that God would do better. I'm sorry, that God would not do better. You have to hate. You have hate in your heart. Change your prayer and ask for the removal of the pain and hate. Don't give another anyone power to block your blessings. Instead, pray for the person who hurt you. It's hard, but it will set you free. Right now. All right. Somebody, Mr. Lisa said,
right.
I agree with Brother DJ. He brother, not Deacon. Deacon DJ. How you doing, Miss Pam and Miss Sandra? All right, real quick, we have one more email question, then I got some treats for y'all. All right?
Okay.
All right. So here's the question that I have, okay? Which one I want to go with? Okay, we'll do this one. I've heard that you should keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Do you care to explain why would you stay in close proximity of someone who means you no good? I'm going to repeat that question. Y'all, we're talking about connections. Who are you connected with? Okay? I've heard, this is the question, I've heard that you should keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Do you care to explain why you would stay in close proximity of someone who means you no good, Mr. DJ?
Well, in my own words, like Judas was close to Jesus, for knowledge saying, I mean, if someone means you no good, I mean, love conquers all. And if you got them close to you, it's kind of difficult for someone to keep hating on you, and for knowledge of where they're coming from with everything, so you can be prepared, you know, to deal with it. That's the only thing that I can think of.
And that's all I can think of too, Mr. DJ. So when people say keep your enemies closer, right, you got to be very careful that they also don't take down your signal strength. In other words, that they don't corrupt your connection with God. It's nothing like having a connection, you connected, but the cables are eroded.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you understand? It's nothing like corrosion on a connection. You got to be careful of the company that you keep. Don't do what's popular in the world just because that's tradition by the world. It's not that we keep people close. If you're going to keep them close, you should be trying to win them over, not to learn. Why should you learn from your enemy? The Bible said, be as wise as a serpent, but as humble as a dove. In other words,
yep.
I can learn from Satan, but I don't keep him close.
Yep, right.
Man. Because, see, the things that you keep close, you start to invest in. They start to grow on you. They start to be like fungus. And we don't need fungus growing on our connection with God. We got to stay connected. In other words, go get that hot Coca-Cola and pour it on your connections to get all that stuff out there. Acid with, yeah, either way, huh?
That's right.
All right. So your acid is like spiritual praise. It'll eat away that corrosion so that you can have a good connection. Because ain't nothing like having a good connection with God. That means when you go down, not on your knees. See, people who just have a religion, they go on their knees and pray. But people who have a relationship, they fall on their face and pray. There's a difference. When you fall on your face, that means, God, I submit to you. In other words, I'm so connected to you. Have your way with me, God. Take the life. Do what you want to do with the life. That's when you have a connection, when you fall on your face, not necessarily when you fall on your knees.
All right.
Make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, it got to be a different level of respect for God. Now, we can't approach him casually, right, and say we have a connection. Because
right.
When you have a connection with somebody, they can start the sentence, and you should be able to finish it, right, when you have a real connection. In other words, God started the life. Well, watch this, Mr. DJ. God said, let there be light. Shouldn't we finish
that's
that
right.
sentence? Shouldn't we finish it? He said, let there be light. So since we're so connected with God, shouldn't we be God's words on earth since we connected?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Uh-oh. Now, this is where it gets real. How can we say we have a connection with God and we don't even think, look, or live like him?
We can't.
Uh-oh. Boy, people quiet on me. They're about to throw their phone. I don't agree with this. Yeah. All right. That makes sense?
It does.
All right. So y'all ready for y'all treats?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Here we go. We're about to rock and roll. Remember the four P's? Y'all, we talk about
mm-hmm.
the spiritual connection, being spiritually connected to God. If you can, people that's on the phone, get your papers. If you're on Facebook Live, get some papers. If you're next to the computer, type this in your phone, type it on the computer. Take these notes now. All right? This is going to help us with our connection with God. This is what's going to help us with our connection with God, all right? The first P, okay, is prayer. This is going to help us with our signal strength. See, our life is like a cell phone. If you don't have a good signal strength with God, how can you communicate with God?
All right.
Huh?
Okay.
The first bar that you need in your signal strength, the first bar that you need to have good signal strength with God, huh? How you doing, Ms. Mitchell? It's prayer. What's your prayer life look like?
Come on.
Hmm? Yeah, prayer is not just, it's not just critical in our connection to God. It's also mandatory in our connection to God. It's not, man, listen to this. Prayer is not just critical, it's mandatory. What's going on, Riley? It's mandatory. You
right.
understand? What
yeah,
we said,
right.
much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. To obtain power, you must do what?
Pray.
Yeah, pray.
If you want a strong connection with God, shouldn't you do what?
You should pray.
Hmm. Look, you got to pray. If you look at the life of Jesus, his secret weapon was what? Prayer.
Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, right? Hmm? Y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
If you
yes,
want to grow and mature, what should you do? What should it start with?
Prayer.
Prayer. Right? If you want to be connected with God, we have to pray. Right? Y'all follow me?
Yes,
yes sir.
Sir.
We have to discipline ourselves to pray, people. And see, when we discipline ourselves to pray, look at the connection. When we discipline ourselves to pray, it's not forced on us when we have to pray.
Correct.
Boy, y'all just missed what I just said. If you already mm-hmm. pray, when it's time to pray, it's not forced upon. You know how many people it's forced upon? What's going on, Trey? Hmm?
Right.
See, prayer is important in your connection with God. Because if we don't have no prayer life with God, how are we connected to a God that we can't see if you don't pray?
Come on.
Hmm? So
right.
in other words, I'm trying to tell you, either you can cultivate your prayer life, uh-huh, you follow me? Either you can cultivate it, nurture it,
mm-hmm,
or life itself will force you down on your knees. See, you're going to pray one way or the other, in other words, is what I'm trying to tell you. You can do it
yes,
freely.
Sir.
Listen to me. Watch this. You can do it freely in prayer and do it because you want to and you because you love God and you want to stay connected, or life will force you on your knees anyway. You're going to pray one way or the other. You do know that, right? Didn't the Bible say every knee shall bow? Come on, let's be clear. You're going to pray one way or the other.
That's right. Yes.
Out of this situation, you're going to pray one way or the other. Y'all follow me? 1 Thessalonians 5:17. What it says, pray without ceasing. We are to pray without ceasing. In other words, God wants to stay connected with us. And he stays connected through prayer.
That's right.
Amen.
It doesn't mean that you literally pray all day. It just means that your posture, the posture of prayer, is upward, is heavenward. That means that your posture is right. In other words, watch this, y'all. Hey, Facebook Live, watch this. Everybody on the phone, watch this. See, when your posture in prayer is right, that means your connection is right. That means I don't make a decision without God. I don't make important decisions, central decisions in my life without consulting God. I don't move without prayer. I don't take a job offer without prayer. I don't enter into a relationship without prayer. I don't let my kids go to that school without prayer. I don't make that purchase without prayer. I don't make that decision without prayer. Listen, you see what I'm talking about? Prayer is essential.
Yes, indeed.
Come on, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
You start asking God for direction in prayer. God, what do I do? What do I say? Where do I go? I'm not making those decisions in my flesh. I'm not making those decisions based on what I want out of my personal life goals. We have too many personal life goals, and see, our personal life goals, those are interference in our connection. Because we're so concerned about what we want, we disconnect from God. Remember, he laughed at our plans. So we disconnect from God because of our personal life goals, but did you consult with him first in prayer?
Come on.
Right? Where the cell phone at? Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Okay. It makes sense, y'all? Huh? Because when you're married to God, being married to God is like having a spouse. That means I don't make not one decision without my spouse. Not one. Well, what happened to being independent? See, I left independence a long time ago when I was born again. That means I can't live without God. And since God sent me a mate, I can't live without them. That means I'm connected.
Right.
Hello, somebody. You stay on the phone with your wife. You stay on the phone with your husband. Are you jealous? You mad or you jealous? Which one is it? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with standing on the main line with God. That means I ask him everything. That means I would never go wrong because he's always directing me. Prayer.
That's right.
It's good, huh? Now watch this, y'all. Can I help somebody out? Watch this. Go ahead and share this and get people on here. Watch this. Huh? Because we're talking about who you connected with. Who you with? Who you connected with?
That's right.
Huh? It's one thing for me and Mr. DJ, my brother, to pray with me. It's another thing for us to pray on here together. It's another thing to pray with your wives. It's another thing to pray with your husbands. It's another thing to pray with your children. But shouldn't you have a personal prayer life with God as well?
Yes.
Hmm?
Oh,
right?
Yes.
I pray with my community. I pray with my friends. But I also pray by myself.
That's right.
Hello?
Amen.
Y'all follow me? When Jesus went into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil for 40 days and 40 nights, and then he was tempted by the tempter, right? Jesus didn't have a signal with the outside world. Y'all do know that, right?
Right.
But what he did have was, excuse me, what he did have was prayer life. That's what Jesus had. Y'all know why he had prayer life? Much like my mobile. Because if something is immobile, that means it's what? It can't be moved, right?
Can't be
correct.
Moved. That's right.
Watch this. So watch this. Y'all listening on the phone? Mr. Bree, watch this. Watch this. Connections, right? Who you connected with? Because prayer, he has prayer, just like my cell phone, it's a mobile phone. That means prayer is portable.
Yes, it is.
That means you can pray anywhere. They can't take prayer out of school. Prayer doesn't require that you open your mouth that says that, God, I'm thinking about you. What should I do next? They can't take prayer out of school. They can't take it out of my life. So how they can take it? It's portable and invisible. Now what?
Amen.
Hold on right here. Isn't your signal strength, can you see the signal strength on your cell phone, or is it invisible?
Right.
You can see it.
All right now. It's invisible and portable. Ain't that something? So y'all got the first bar that we need? We need to have prayer in order to have a strong connection with God. Prayer. The second one was proximity. I love this one. I love the first one. I love this one. Ain't that something? What you say, Elder? We on fire. That's right. Got to be on right. Have you proximity, y'all? Your signal strength, your connection with God, how strong is it? Have you ever had a bad signal? And you was like, hello?
Right.
I said, hello. Hello? Hello? Y'all saw that?
Yes.
Right.
See, the thing is, with being connected and having strong, the problem, or shall I say, the issue isn't the volume. The issue is the connection.
All right.
You see how some people scream at the devil? I can't say. Your volume not going to make the devil flee. Your volume don't mean that you're telling the truth. Somebody can scream all day. That don't mean nothing. It's the connection. See, if your connection was good, you don't have to scream in the first place. In other words, proximity. If you close, if my mouth is close to the phone, why I got to yell?
All right.
Right.
Oh. See, when you want a strong connection with something, shouldn't you be close to it?
Yes.
Hello?
That's right.
As a matter of fact, you know, we are sheep. God is the shepherd. We didn't know how to stay close to God. God had to come and grab us from the snares of the enemy. He had to come and get us before the enemy killed us, Or shall I say, before we killed ourselves.
Yep.
See, proximity is important. Ain't it funny how Satan can't fool with you the closer you are to God? But the further you are away from God, that enemy will try and kill you.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, the closer you are to God, the signal strength, the connection is strong. But the further you are away from God, you kind of lose signal. You can't hear no more. And see, when you can't hear no more, it's easy to get distracted because you don't know what direction to go.
Tell it.
That's good teaching. That's good teaching.
Ain't that something, y'all? See, when you start to stray, the reason why you stray is simply because somebody is not close to God like they say they are. I'm trying to tell somebody something. It's impossible to be close to God and you not obey because his presence is too strong.
Come on.
Hello, somebody?
That's right.
Yes.
If you can't be close to the sun and get hot, what makes you think you can be closer to the sun and not conform?
Tell it.
Proximity. You know that God, Jesus, left the majority to go get the one? See, he could have said that heaven was good enough. He got enough angels. But see, he'll come and get the one. In other words, he wants to be in proximity, closeness with us. So he left heaven and came down and took on the form of a fleshly body to go back up. Ain't that something?
Right.
God wanted to get so close to us that God became just like us. My God. Woo.
Yes.
Did y'all hear what I just said?
Yes, sir.
That's what he did. Proximity. God would snatch us from the jaws of death. You know that?
That's right.
He will. Because many times we're too foolish to do it on our own. You know, we get caught up in these little situations. And our connection with God is bad. And we be waiting for y'all. Ever seen that movie Players Club? See, when she was on the phone in that room saying, look, and her cousin was mad. Please, please come and get me. I'm here, please. See, she needed somebody to come and snatch her before it killed her.
Yes.
God would come and snatch us because he wants to be connected with us. It's okay that you have spiritual whiplash. That'll heal up. But it's better that you have spiritual whiplash than you be spiritually dead.
Come on.
Ooh, Lord, then people go back to that first trap called temptation. But why? We didn't see the devil trying to kill us. You know that last bad decision that we made? The devil was trying to take you out. But because you connected with God, God came and snatched you. So he didn't kill you.
That's right.
Proximity, people. What's going on, Nina? Your closest to God matters. Okay? So remember prayer proximity. Now watch this. Proximity. How close are you to God? Watch this, Ms. Z. I told you this was a treat now. Miss Arlene, I'm sorry. How are you? I'm going to show you this now. Watch this. Remember the Bible said that bad company corrupts good character. That's what the Bible says, right?
Yes, that's right.
Come on, y'all listen to me on the phone? Come on, don't act all bashful. Come on. The Bible says that bad company corrupts good character. True?
True.
Correct.
In other words, what I'm trying to tell you, there are some people you are too close to. Why is somebody mad at me? See, some of your friends don't want you to hear this because they want to have a connectivity, but they're draining your battery life. They're draining your prayer life. They're draining your praise. They're draining your worship. Isn't it funny how some of your friends don't even want you to talk about God? They're trying to break your connectivity.
Come on.
Amen.
Why you always got to talk about God? So you mean to tell me you don't want me to talk about God? Oh, I got to break this out because you would never block my connectivity. Your battery life too low. You trying to drain me, huh? Bad company will corrupt good character, people. There's some people, huh, you are way too close to. Come on now. Come on. It's some people, and you know it. It's some people you too close to, right, Shire? Right, Mr. Bree? Miss Tiana? Miss Latonya? It's some people you too close to, Miss Jennifer. Elder, it's some people you too close to, Elder. You know this.
Yeah.
You're too close to them. It's breaking up your connection with God.
Right.
Because that bad company is corrupting your good character. You're not even the same person that God called you to be.
Tell it.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Come on, y'all, we're talking about connections, right?
That's right.
There are some people that don't have your best interest at heart. There are some people that don't even have your heart. Remember the Bible said, look at what he said, because of King David was so connected to God. Look at what he said. How you doing, Miss Stephanie? He said this. He said, you know, you are the apple of my eye. In other words, you connected to my heart. In other words, you have my heart. Some people you connected to don't even have your heart. Why are you connected to somebody who got a bad heart? Who have bad ways, bad ideas, no good motives? Why are you connected?
Right.
Come on.
Huh? Come on, y'all. Talk to me now. There's some people that don't have your heart. Why is this, Mr. DJ? And there are also some people that don't know your calling. Why are you connected to people that will not cultivate your calling? Because if they won't cultivate your calling, they're going to tear your calling down. In other words, how can I call unless I be connected? Uh-oh.
Amen.
Huh? I can't make a call. I can't walk into my calling. I can't dial out if I'm not first connected. Lord have mercy.
Right.
Missing this. I'm missing this. Is this the reason why we can't dial out to God? How you doing, Miss Taylor? Is this the reason why we can't dial out to God? Huh? Come on, talk to me now. Is this the reason why you need somebody else to pray for you and you can't pray for yourself? Because some people don't know your calling. In other words, when you're so connected to God, the person who in the room, they know who I'm talking to because they'll tell you. What your kids will say, that's daddy? Yeah, it is, baby.
That's right.
See, when your connection is strong, people know who you're on the phone with. They'll know your calling. You know that?
Yes, indeed.
Somebody thought this was just a little Facebook Live. It's just a little game. It ain't no game. It's real. Now, watch this. There's some people that don't know your calling, but don't be twisted. Don't get it twisted. There are also some people that know your calling and don't want you to walk in your calling. In other words, watch what I'm about to tell you. Watch this, Mr. DJ. If you want a good connection with God, some people know you, don't call your husband to check with him first. And they'll say, girl, get off the phone. In other words, they know your calling and they try and stop it. In other words, some people know you calling Daddy God and some people don't want you to call Daddy God. They say, why you always got to get on your knees and pray? Didn't God give it? Because that's my man. That's why.
Tell it.
Well, y'all don't want to hear me tonight. It's all good. I'm
yes,
saying. Huh? There's some people that know your calling and don't want you to walk in your calling. In other words, they're not connected because they're bad company and they don't want you to be connected. You remember this? Huh? Miserable company? See, they don't have good service. They don't want you to have good service. Okay.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm talking to somebody out there? Y'all looking at
come
me?
Come on.
No, I don't know what I'm talking about. Right, huh? Mr. DJ?
Hey.
Huh?
Tell it.
Proximity. How close are you to how close are you to God? Your closeness, your proximity matters, people. Hmm? Guess what else matters? Whoever is close to you matters. I'm about to stay right there. Whoever is close to you matters. Hmm? Who got your ear? Who got your heart? Who got your mind? Who has it? Because whatever has your heart, your mind, your ear, that's what you connected to. If it ain't connected to God, how are you connected to God?
Come on.
You better start asking God for some discernment, right? Because if you don't ask God for discernment, your spiritual life, your battery, your connection's going to get low. How you doing, Ms. Tari? Ain't that something? What you say?
It is.
Write your name on it? That's right. Write your name all on it. This ain't no joke, y'all. See, people who connected understand. This is why the Bible said that the world does not understand the things of God. You know why? Because when you're not connected, you don't understand God's language. Uh-oh.
Tell it.
You don't understand God's purpose. Uh-oh. You don't understand when you're not connected that God says, keep your hands off the marriage. Uh-oh. It's not yours. Why you put your hands on it? Because you're not connected and you thought you ain't seen nothing wrong with it. Typically, when you're not connected, you don't never see nothing wrong with nothing, huh?
Tell it.
It's getting hot in here. Huh? You got to ask God for discernment, people. Stay connected to God. In other words, pray for discernment. Pray for discernment. And when God gives it to you, use the discernment. In other words, God, show me who everybody is so I know who are the ones who spiritually trying to drain me and the ones who trying to spiritually enhance me. I know the ones who trying to connect me with you and I know the ones who trying to disconnect me from you. See, ask for discernment on everybody, including yourself.
Amen.
I'm almost done, y'all. Huh? I'm almost done. Right? Connections. Connections, Mr. DJ. Now, watch this. If bad company corrupts good character, then good character enhances good character. Now, watch this, y'all. Y'all heard what I just said? The Bible says bad company corrupts good character. That means good company should enhance good character. That means some people should bring out the best of you. In other words, you will know the company that you keep by whether they drain you or enhance you. Hello?
Right.
In other words, y'all, people might not have a connection with God. They can drain you. But those who do have a connection with God, if your connection is a little raunchy, they can, in other words, just because you're good for them don't mean that they're good for you.
Tell it.
Hello?
Amen.
Come on.
In other words, I need some people around me praying, too. I shouldn't be the only one praying.
That's right.
Hello? I don't need to be the only prayer warrior in my circle. That's not cool, right?
That's right.
And the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. But how much can you give when people keep on draining you? Who's pouring into you? Your battery life, listen, it's your charger, but everybody putting their phone on your charger. When do you get a chance to charge up?
Right.
Right.
And by the time you put your phone on it, it receives your outlet no more because they done messed it up because it wasn't supposed to be on their phone. Man.
Come on.
Hello? Hello? Y'all following me?
Yes,
indeed.
Connected with? Who's your source? Who's your provider? Hello, somebody? So remember we said prayer and proximity, right?
Yes, sir.
If you're the only prayer warrior in your circle, let me tell you this. Let me say this before I move on. What time I got? Y'all got time to listen? Okay, good. If you're the only prayer warrior in your circle, Satan trying to set you up. I knew I was going to get everybody quiet. If you're the only prayer warrior in your circle, the devil is trying to set you up.
All right.
How can you say that? I'm explaining. You remember the reason why Jesus often withdrew to lonely places called wilderness? The reason why God said prayer closet? Mm-hmm. Because nobody else can pour back into you. Nobody else could pour back into Jesus. This is why he withdrew to lonely places. He told his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane to stay up. They fell asleep. They made excuses. See, nobody can pour back into you when you're connected to the source. It's hard to find people to pour back into you. So they'll start to drain you. If you're the only prayer warrior, who pouring into you?
Right.
Come on, SMB. Oh,
that's
my goodness.
Right.
Who pouring into you? Hmm? If you're the only one that's pouring out, the only one giving out, huh? You're the only one.
Huh.
Listen, if you're the only one that's pouring to everybody else, you're the only one giving to everybody else, before long, you're going to be at a deficit. You know that?
Amen.
Right.
You know you're going to be at a deficit, huh?
You sure will.
Mm-hmm. And see, when you're at a deficit, before you know it, you'll be bitter. Mm-hmm. You'll start to resent the calling that God. In other words, I start resent calling because I know what you're calling me for. So I don't even want to talk to you. So you're causing me to miss my blessing because all you want to do is pour from me. So I start to resent my calling.
Mm.
Because I'm being drained.
Wow.
We talking about connections, right? So I
resent right.
the connection because, God, you got so much on my life. I resent being connected because all they do is pour from me, but they never pour into me. My God. They never pour into me. It ain't about you taking me to Chuck E. Cheese. It ain't about you taking me to Waffle House. It's about you praying over me. It's about saying, hey, go get some rest while I pray over your needs. Oh, my God. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Let me take you out to eat. That's not pouring into me. Pouring into me is replacing what was left, what had been poured from me. That's pouring into me. If I had the money, I'd do. That ain't pouring into someone. Not someone's spirit. Come on, I'm trying to keep up connected to God. Y'all with me?
Right. Yep.
You start to present your calling when people start to pour from you, huh? You know, you just pouring and giving it. You start to resent your calling. You got to be careful, people. Hmm? And see, you got to be careful because Satan is trying to catch you off guard in a setup. And without knowing it, you have given so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's stuff that you needed. And when you give stuff that you need, you begin to be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all missed
it. Right.
That.
Right. Come on.
Prayer, proximity. If you give so much, then you yourself become spiritually drained and hungry. Ain't that right, Miss Jennifer?
Oh,
yep.
Huh? And see, when you're hungry, I'm telling y'all something, when you're hungry, you got to catch up to eat because when you're really hungry and you're moving, you don't eat a home-cooked meal. That means charity starts, love starts at home. That means you're not eating from God because you're poor. You're mobile. You're being portal because prayer is portal in proximity. In other words, you'll start eating from the hands of fast food, which is bad food. You'll start eating from the enemy's hand.
Tell it.
Oh, Lord. Y'all missed that. See, proximity, prayer, stay connected with God because of your proximity. Remember, y'all remember this? Can I throw this one out there, Miss Sienna? Let me throw it out there.
Go ahead.
Can I throw it out there? Watch this, y'all. Stay with me now. Stay with me. Stay there. I told you this is going to be something powerful now. Remember the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
How did she touch the hem of Jesus' garment unless she be close to him in proximity?
Yes.
Okay. Can I tell y'all something? Can I enact it the way I want to enact it?
Please.
Watch this, y'all. Watch this. Spiritual connections, right? Watch this. Jesus said, hey, somebody just touched me.
That's right.
He said, somebody touched me. Who touched me? Huh? In other words, watch this. He knew somebody had touched him because watch this. Jesus said, I felt some power go out of me. Y'all just missed that.
Right.
See, people that's around you that's pulling from you, you'll feel power leaving you. They drain you. Jesus said, who touched me? Because he felt power leave him.
Wow.
Boy, y'all, ooh.
Come on.
Did y'all see that?
Yes.
She didn't ask for permission to touch Jesus. She just touched him. Mm-hmm. Now, right. People don't ask for permission to pull from you. They call you all the time, ask you a question. They have question after question. They never use your advice. In other words, if they use your advice, you become pleased. They pour back into you. But they drain you because they want answers, but they never use it. They drain you. In other words, why you ask
for
in the first place?
Right.
Tell it. Yes.
Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
Huh? And they drain you, you'll be at a deficit. You'll be empty. Uh-huh. In a place where you're just being pulled from, but you're never being poured into. And you'll find yourself angry with people. Yes, you will. You know that? In other words, you don't want nobody to be close to you no more because all people do is pour from you. But isn't see the setup behind what I just said? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
Faith wants people to just pour from you, never pour into you. So now you're mad at people, but God wants people to be around you so you can pour into them. But you don't want them to be around you because all you see is people pulling, never pouring. You see the setup? If you're the only prayer warrior, you better get somebody in your circle that has a prayer warrior too. So you can pour in them, they can pour you into you. Oh, my God. Huh? And you'll find yourself angry with people, but keep in mind, their last name is not Christ.
Come on.
You understand?
Come on.
Y'all missing what I'm saying now. I'm going somewhere with this, Mr. DJ. Huh?
Okay.
I'm talking about prayer. Prayer keeps you connected with God, good signal strength. Proximity keeps you with a good signal strength with God. Hmm? You looking at people. You looking for people to fill you up, but that's something only God can do. You understand?
Yep.
Hmm? Y'all listen to me. If your signal strength is low, you need to be in close proximity with someone who is strong. Huh? Somebody
that's
who's
right.
strong in God, who can pour into you. But make sure you pour back into them as well. In other words, if my signal in God, if my connection with God is weak, I need to go with somebody whose signal is strong. The strong, the bad, and firmness of the weak. In other words, you become my hot spot. And when I charge up, I'm going to become your hot spot, Lord.
Amen.
Huh? You're going to pour into me, and I'm going to pour into you. I become a hot spot, you become a hot spot. You need to get around people who have a good connection with God. A good connection, because if bad company can corrupt good manners, that means good connections can enhance me. My God, spiritual hotspot.
Yes.
You need it. You need a spiritual hotspot. Who in your circle is a spiritual hotspot? If you don't have a spiritual hotspot in your circle, you better find a new circle. Mr. DJ, they missing.
All right.
How you
all right.
Mm-hmm. Ain't that something, y'all?
Yes, indeed.
You with me, Mr. DJ?
Yes, sir.
Why y'all think that the Bible says forsake not the assembling? Because we need spiritual hotspots. Why you think that God loves fellowship? Because we need spiritual hotspots.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Miss Tiana, come use my
yes.
Wi-Fi. Watch this. Until your network is strong, huh?
Come on.
Come connect to my Wi-Fi. Until your praise is strong, until your worship is strong, until your life is strong, come look at mine. Come look at my worship. Come experience my praise. Use mine.
Amen.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I hope y'all with me now. I hope y'all with me. But watch this. Even with a spiritual hotspot, come on, Miss Shira. I'm going to give you my access code.
Come on.
Mr. DJ, I'm going to give you my access code because I want you to be connected with God.
Right.
Huh? I want you to be connected to the network called Faith. I'm going to give you my access code.
Okay.
Why would I just be the hot spot and never give you the code? That means you're interdependent on me. I'm going to give you my code, so if ever you should get low, just come close, and you had a code already. Go ahead, plug up. You know what time it is.
Right.
Tell it.
That's when you want somebody to grow. But when people don't want you to grow and pour into you, they deny you access. They don't be transparent. They pull from you. Oh, Lord, I'm going to leave it. Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
When you connected to something, when you love something, don't you give it total access?
Yes, you do.
Yes, indeed.
Total transparency. without fabrication. Other than that, you're lying to yourself, and that's why the connectivity isn't growing. That's why it would never grow, because you're not connected right. Who has access? God gave us full access to him because we connected.
Yes, he did.
Remember you said those we call friends? When you connected, you connected. Ain't that something? Hold on, y'all. Let me see one thing. Can you hear me now?
Well, yep.
Yes, sir.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How good is your signal strength in God? The proximity matters, people. What time we got? Okay, I'm about to get up. Proximity matters, right? Mm-hmm. Your signal
it does.
Strength, right? Your prayer life matters, right? When you're talking about connection with God, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It does.
I want y'all to know y'all's connectivity, your signal strength in God is directly proportional, Lord have mercy, to your relational investment. In other words, if you haven't invested time in God, how can you have a good connection with him?
Come on.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? Y'all know it's funny how a certain person, my mama will pick up for me, but she don't pick up for people she hadn't invested in.
Come on.
Right.
Boy, y'all don't hear me. Even if I call my mama right now, and you in my presence, and she don't answer, I'd be like, oh, she's going to call me right back. Because when you invest in something, you know it's going to call right back. In other words, when I call on God, because my signal strength and my connection is so good, I invest time in him, call relationship, I know he's going to call me right back. He'll pick up for me.
Yes, indeed.
The thing is, will you pick up for him, and will you call him back?
Right.
Ain't that something, y'all?
It is.
Huh? Let's be honest. Amen. Don't you return some calls and not all calls? It depends on who's calling you, right? See, when
That's
you
right.
have a good, close relationship in proximity with God, that means if you're really in God, shouldn't you return his call? That means shouldn't you fulfill what he asked you to do? He told you to do?
Yes. Yep.
Call, right? That means you walk in your calling, right? That means if you don't know your calling, that means God ain't on the main line. God calling you, and it's coming up as no caller ID, unavailable. You know why? Because you don't know your calling. My doggone. Well.
Spiritual connection.
Spiritual connection. Ain't that something, people? Do you know your calling?
Yes, indeed.
Huh? Do you even have God's number, huh, in your lifeline book? So prayer proximity, right?
Mm-hmm.
The more I invest time, the stronger my signal is. The more I invest time, the stronger my signal is. The more I invest, the stronger my signal. The more you invest time in God, the stronger your connection is with God. The more you invest time in your relationship, the stronger your relationship is. This is why some people's relationship is weak and other people can come in. Because you didn't invest in what you should have invested in, you invested in something else.
Come on.
Y'all got the first two prayer. Proximity. Number three was praise. If you want a good connection with God, your praise got to be right. Hmm? You remember when praises go up, blessings come down?
Blessings come down.
You got to praise God the right way. Ain't that something?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And y'all know where praises come from? Praises come from your assurance. That means I am assured of God's promise. That's why I praise him, because I believe that his promise is coming. So I'm sure.
Amen.
This is why I praise God. So, see, I believe. So praise is required that you have faith. Faith requires that you have actions that go with it. In other words, in order to properly praise God, that means you must believe, but you must live like you believe. In other words, in order to properly praise your relationship, you got to believe in your relationship and then live like you believe in the relationship. This is where the connection gets strong. Oh, my God. All right? Prayer.
That's right.
Proximity, praise, and the last one was promise.
Huh? Yes.
My praise is for the promise. But do you know that my promise comes with a price, right? See,
that's
I praise
right.
for the promise, but the promise comes with a price. See, the beautiful thing about the promise, and the reason that I praise is because my promise has already been paid.
Yes, indeed.
Huh? That's when you can tell the devil, get behind me. In other words, I believe the promise before it get there, Satan. This is why I can say, Satan, get ye behind me. Pass, get behind me. I know I ain't married yet, but get behind me because I believe the promise, because I praise God. I walk in it daily. And because I'm so connected with God, I'm so connected with God where God has sent me. So I will never bow down to the devil. The reason why most people can't say, Satan, get behind me, is because Satan is in front of them. And they're entertaining the devil. And what you want, whoa. And see, when you focus on this, your connection starts to dissolve, Mr. DJ. You can't invest time in what God told you to invest in, Mr. DJ. So what happens is your connection goes by the wayside, and your relationship is dead. The very thing that God wanted you with, you killed, only because you was never connected to a God that was alive.
Tell it.
But see, when you connected to God, you can say, Satan, get ye behind me, because I know
that's
the
right.
promise of God. I know the promises. The promise don't mean that it happened. The promise means that I'm waiting on God, and until it happens, I'm going to stay put. I'm going to stay still. My signal strength is strong. I will not be swayed right to the right or to the left. I'm not going nowhere. My soul has been anchored in God. That means God put me here, and I'm going to stay here. I'm not moving.
Right.
It's unmovable.
Right.
It's uncompromising. That means I don't have to have what you're trying to offer me. I know what I do have, and because I praise God, I know his promise. In other words, I'm so close to him through my prayer that it's all good. Look at my signal strength right there.
Amen.
Y'all caught that. And Miss Tiana, Mr. DJ, you want to go ahead and pray for us, please?
Sure. Bow your heads, close your eyes, open up your hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as humble as we know how to say thank you, Father. Thank you for waking us up this morning, and thank you for protecting us, Father. Give us traveling grace and mercy for those who are listening under the sound of my voice, and give us proper guidance and help us not stray too far away from the path that you have laid out for us. Thank you for having a open connection with us, and help us to be able to receive it and use it wisely, Father. We must include you and lift you up in all things that we do, not for any credit, shape, form, or fashion, but to give you all the credit and all the glory and praises. In your Son Jesus' name, we ask these prayers. Amen.
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 All right. Y'all have a great night, and we will see y'all next week, okay? We're coming with some more stuff. Make sure y'all share these messages, all right? And remember to pour into people that pour into you. This is extremely, extremely important that you pour into people, because other than that, you start to drain them, and they'll start to resent their calling. And we don't want people to break their connection with God. In other words, they'll start acting crazy, and you know that's not God, okay? We should enhance people. Why should we enhance people? Because we're so connected to God, and he enhances us. So we should therefore enhance them, all right? Satan pulls, God pours. Remember that. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.